Benj, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball today. Well, we're going to talk about a book. And normally I'd have something that was on nonfiction, some story about some aspect of baseball, baseball history. Today we've got something special. It's a fiction book, and it's about a baseball novel that I will tell you you will love and enjoy, and I know I did. It's called Going, Going, Gone, and it was written by Steve Hermano. So we're going to talk a lot about Steve and who he is, but let me give you a little bit of the background on Steve. He's a former sports bar owner, sports columnist for the Marina Times, a comedy writer, producer, performer, and fact checker at Vanity Fair magazine. Steve has been profiled by the New York Times. George Vesey did a nice thing for him, and been a frequent guest on sports radio. He's been on with Murph and Mac as well. He authored three highly praised books of baseball poetry, which I've got. Oh, Gigantic Victory Trilogy, and it's about 10, 12, and 14 about the San Francisco Giants, and it's wonderful, wonderful poetry. He is a kind and funny Little League coach, as they say, and he lives here in Northern California. Going, Going, Gone is his first baseball novel, and as I say, what do you hear the premise for this one? This is good stuff. Steve, a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Marty. I'm a long-time listener, so this is a thrill.
Well, we're glad to have you. Going, Going, Gone is one of the, it's a fiction book, and as I say, normally I'll talk about some aspect of baseball history. This is an amazing story, and I want you to tell the fans sort of how this came about and how long it took to be written.
Oh,
it really is a lot of fun. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it's the age-old baseball question of how would today's players do in the past? So this is a time travel baseball novel, and the basic premise is two players who hate each other, the superstar first baseman and a replacement player level second baseman who play for the Giants, collide in foul territory, let a ball drop, and thereafter things spiral out of control, and they blow a World Series game to the Yankees. And these two guys get in a fight in the shower after the game. They get dragged in the manager's office. So the three guys are screaming at each other, two guys dripping wet, naked. A huge earthquake takes the stadium down. And soon these guys find themselves transported in time into the 1906 earthquake. So it's about how these three baseball men, one a mega superstar who has, you know, the world at his beck and call, how these guys, first of all, survive in 1906, try to figure out how the heck this happened, and when they figure out they can't get back, it's how did they fit in to the Major League Baseball scene in 1906.
Boy, great premise. And, of course, it's set in San Francisco, Oracle Park, and the earthquake happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the rubble, and they crawl out of the rubble, and the next thing you know, they've crawled out into 1906. And they're baseball
and
players.
No stadium.
Yeah,
there's no stadium. There are no buildings around there. And downtown is on fire. And people are running away. Some are running towards downtown to help out. People are dressed strangely. And our superstar's reaction to all this is, where's my car? Where's his Lamborghini that he just bought? And there ain't no Lamborghini. So over the next little bit of time, they each realize somehow they've been transported in time to 1906, and each of them deal with that news in different ways.
Well, baseball's different, of course, at 1906. The fields are different. The uniforms are different. And then they have to get involved with baseball. So, I mean, here are three people. They've time traveled, the manager and two players. And the only thing they know how to do is really play baseball or manage a baseball team. How do they get involved now with the sport? Because the story then takes all these different turns and twists.
Yeah, well, in Going, Going, Gone, the idea, the reason I picked 1906 is because the game was 180 degrees different than it is now. And the way the players on the field interacted with the fans is 180 degrees different than it is now. The players would banter a lot with the fans. There was a lot of interaction, a lot of back and forth, a lot of nasty things said. Sometimes players would crawl into the stands and, you know, fight somebody. There's a bit in the book where John McGraw actually does that. So I wanted to see how players from today who are so buttoned up, there's so much disincentive to show big emotion because it can blow up on social media, right, and just hurt their brand. Well, in 1906, there was no idea of branding, and guys let their emotions out on their sleeve. And our guys, eventually, once they start dealing with being in 1906 and fitting in, they eventually hook on with the New York Giants, John McGraw's team. Christy Mathewson is an important character in the book, as well as Christy Mathewson's wife. They realize, they tap into the thing that they enjoyed growing up playing the game. And it's that joy, it's that relaxation, it's that letting their personality shine on the field. And so, without giving too much away, they, to different degrees, find it rather refreshing, manage to fit in. Once the superstar guy, Andre Velez, his batting style is a deadpool hitter in the 21st century. His batting style is completely inappropriate for 1906, and he winds up getting cut. And he can't deal with that and goes on a bender and then eventually has to figure out, okay, you know, I've got to adjust. And he does adjust and fits in very well. And, you know, some inner drive, inner love of the game comes out for him really for the first time as a professional player.
Boy, it's great. Going, Going, Gone is the book. Of course, you can get it up at the Book Tree in Montclair. David can have it for you. I know absolutely you can go up there and enjoy it. It's a great novel. I read the whole thing, and it's one of those, you start reading it, you don't put it down. Steve Hermanos is the author, H-E-R-M-A-N-O-S. Steve, how long did it take to write this book, and what about research? How did all this come about?
The quick answer is 4 years to write and 6 years to deal with today's crazy publishing world. So it came out in March after 6 years of fits and starts dealing with publishers, and really happy with the way the book looks. My publisher, Inkshares, who's over in Oakland, they did a beautiful job with the cover, with the readability, et cetera. It comes up very nice digitally if people want to do that. Research-wise, you know, I used to be a baseball card dealer, and I've always loved history and baseball history. So I just started digging in and wound up taking my family to Cooperstown a bunch of years ago and spent 4 days in the library up there and reading stuff about how I was interested in which hotels did these guys stay in, you know, in the National League circuit. You know, how much did things cost? And Baseball Magazine, which was the Bible of baseball for 20 or 30 years, they had old copies up there, and they were literally crumbling like when you open them. So it was like reading the Dead Sea Scrolls or something. I mean, it was, you know, you couldn't take it too seriously. And it being fiction, it's like if I don't get a little detail right, it doesn't really matter anyway, as long as the story is moving along fast and, you know, people are engaged with what's going on. So there's that. And I tell you, because we're on the Giants broadcast and a lot of diehards here, obviously, people who played Strat-O-Matic baseball. I created cards for the fictional guys in the novel, and I played a bunch of Strat-O-Matic games. They have cards for the 1906 or 08 Giants and Cubs, and I think the whole National League back then. So I did that, and that helped get a little bit of a feel for how the game action at the time. So at one point in the book, I think the Cubs hit three triples in a row. And, you know, if you're writing fiction, you'd be like, well, that doesn't ring true. But if I rolled it out in the Stratomatic games, it's going to stay in the book. So that's a blast. You know, that's a blast because you can sort of, you know, picture what's going on. There are great images of all the fields, and it's very, 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 it was such a joy to research and learn about the characters, and they're just so colorful back then, and they let it all hang out, and the competition was, you know, so intense because if a guy lost his job, there were no minor leagues, right? It's like there were other leagues, but there was no guarantee like this guy was going to hook on anywhere, and he definitely wouldn't be making the money that he would make in the National League. So they would sabotage each other, and the old guys wouldn't like new guys coming in, and all sorts of stuff like that. It was
great.
A blast.
Come on. I could tell just by listening to you right now how much you enjoyed it. Going, Gone is the name of the book, a baseball novel by Steve Hermanos, Hermanos. Steve, without giving away the story, so fans understand it. I mean, San Francisco is the backdrop. The Giants franchise is continued the thread throughout the book, whether it's San Francisco or New York. John McGraw is in it. Ty Cobb is in it. We've got a series coming up in it. So much goes on. There's so many different facets of it, but the one thing you never lose when reading it, and for me being the reader, is the thread of the love of baseball that you have. That comes across really well with all the detail. You feel like you're opening the newspaper every day and something strange is going to happen, and that's baseball.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, the aim of the book was to write the most exciting baseball novel ever. And, you know, reactions like yours, Marty, you know, are extremely gratifying after, you know, how long it took to get this project out there. So, it's written for baseball fans. And if marginal baseball fans like it, great. If non-baseball fans like it, great. But I'm really, really confident baseball fans will like it a lot because I've generally been disappointed in baseball literature over the years. And I'm like, I got to write a book that baseball fans will love because in baseball literature, you can name any book out there. There's not enough baseball for baseball fans. So, and the baseball that's in those books is symbolic or is a backdrop and not integrated into the plot, the fate of the characters, the excitement. And so eventually in Going, Gone, things ratchet up so much that at the end, whether they win or lose will determine whether certain characters live or die. And, you know, I'm just trying to ratchet it up and have it fun, be a fun read, an interesting read. And that's what I always try to do in my writing is like tear stuff out that is going a little slow and make it a lot of fun and subvert expectations and, you know, hopefully people can't see what's coming and they have a good time and enjoy it.
Well, it's Going, Gone. Just a little bit about Steve so you understand the background of Steve Hermanos. He grew up in New York City. He was a Yankees fan. He's always played baseball. 1985, Cornell University, BA in history, minor in writing. 1987, University of Colorado, an MA in English and creative writing. He opened a sports bar in New York called the Polo Grounds. And as I said earlier, he's been a writer for the Marina Times as a sports reporter and was a guest on Murph and Mac. And that brings me to the second book that I want to mention today. It's called Oh, Gigantic Victory Trilogy, and they're baseball poems from 2010, 12, and 14 from the championship seasons, and it's just such a pleasure to relive those years. It's always so much fun to do it, and you were on with Murph and Mac talking about it.
Yeah, I've been on with Brian and Paul a few times. A lot of fun. I've been on Paulie's podcast, two times, and that's a blast. And yeah, you know, 2010, they win unexpectedly. The night after Thanksgiving, I'm full of turkey, I'm full of maybe some wine, and I just start writing these poems. And after a few days, I turn to my wife, Karen, and I'm like, I'm writing, this is the craziest project I've ever done. And I tell her I'm writing a book about the Giants, the championship season, the World Series. And she's like, go for it. that was great. Got that out really fast. And had a nice little ride with it. And so 12 happens, I do it again. 14 happens, I do it again. And then 2 years ago, pandemic, no baseball. Everyone's going a little crazy. I'm waiting to get going published. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put these three books of poetry into one volume. And that was a nice project. And, you know, it sells very nicely around the holidays. Giants fans give it to each other, as a gift. So it's just a unusual and hopefully humorous and interesting way for people to relive 10, 12, and 14. And there'll be a lot of detail in there that you may not remember. And here's one poem. This was on Murph and Mac's soundboard for a while. I don't know if it is. This is written in 2010, Madison Bumgarner comes out of nowhere and dominates, right? Here it is. It's a haiku. Your expanding pants, now accommodating balls, big as tractor wheels. So there you go. Madison Bumgarner capturing a bit of the Madison Bumgarner-esque of 2010. And
well,
so there's
very
stuff
good
in there.
Very good. You're so talented, very talented. And you got a nice plug by the New York Times on O Gigantic Victory Trilogy.
Yeah.
So I say, David at the Book Tree in Montclair has got it. Where else can someone get the book if they want it?
It should be everywhere. Some bookstores don't know about it, so you can tell them about it. I would appreciate it if you would. And then all of, the digital stores have it. And if you want to read it in 5 minutes, you can download it onto your e-reader or phone or whatever. Going, Gone, and also O Gigantic Victory Trilogy.
Yeah, I want to do one other thing before we let you go. And you were generous enough to offer a couple of books to our listeners. And I'm going to put it out there, marty@knbr.com. Send me an email. And Steve's got three books that we could give out as gifts today. And I'll look at your email and see what you think about it, and then I'll pass that on to Steve, and we're going to get three books out to some listeners today. So, Steve, it's great to have you on. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to having you on again in your next project. So congratulations on Going, Gone. No, it's great. And O Gigantic Victory Trilogy, the baseball poems of 10, 12, and 14. Steve, have a great day, and I appreciate you being on.
Hey, thanks a ton, Marty. It's awesome to be with you. And let's see those Giants kick it into gear in the second half.
All right. We'll see that. And we're going to give away three books, marty@knbr.com, Going, Gone. All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.